Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This morning in London, former British Prime Minister Tony Blair is making his very highly anticipated appearance before a public inquiry into the Iraq War. The BBC's political correspondent Rob Watson joins us now. Rob, good morning.
Good morning.
What kind of questions has Tony Blair been facing this morning?
Well, all the questions that you'd expect. They're still in the early stages, and so far they've focused on why was it that Tony Blair decided to back the United States in its decision to go to war against Iraq, and in particular about his relationship with President Bush and when it was that Britain, at what point it was that Britain had essentially committed its military support to the United States. And it seems from listening to Mr. Blair that it happened quite early on in 2002.
Well, he said in the past that he was convinced by the evidence that there was a real danger there. Has his answer changed since then?
No, not at all. And in fact, the session is just covering that very topic now, this issue of had Britain, had the United States, although of course the focus is on Britain, had Britain in some way sexed up, as the allegation was, the intelligence on Iraq. And essentially what Mr. Blair is saying is that he believed beyond doubt that Iraq did have weapons of mass destruction. And he's just been saying, you know, of course, the way these things are judged is what happens. What makes a difference is what happens afterwards. And he was just saying, look at what happened with the 9/11 Commission in the United States. Look what happened after the 7/7 London transport bombings in London, where everyone was saying, well, hang on, you had bits of intelligence. Why didn't you act?
Okay, Rob Watson, thanks so much. He's the BBC correspondent, joined us from London.